This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Taliban fighters took control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province on Monday and encircled the provincial capital, according to police, as the insurgent group added to its recent battlefield victories while peace talks have been stalemated. Taliban's gains came as the Pentagon reaffirmed the U.S. troop withdrawal is still on pace to conclude by early September. A spokesman said fighting around Imam Sahib district began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and they were in control of the police headquarters. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Sung Kim met South Korea's Unification Minister Lee In-young, who handles relations with the North in Seoul, on Tuesday, during his first trip since assuming the role last month. Kim said the two countries agreed to pursue complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula through diplomacy and dialogue, while Lee said that he looked forward to North Korea coming forward to dialogue soon. Kim, who arrived in Seoul Saturday for a five-day visit, had back-to-back meetings with South Korea's top nuclear envoy, as well as a trilateral session involving his Japanese counterpart. British Royal Navy commanders say the UK's newest aircraft carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth, is helping to take on the lion's share of operations against the Islamic State group in Iraq. Meanwhile, Russian warplanes are trying to keep tabs on its cutting-edge F-35 jet in a cat-and-mouse game with British and U.S. pilots. Speaking aboard the carrier on its first-ever deployment, the Commodore Steve Morehouse said the U.K. is carrying out most missions to wipe out the remnants of IS in Iraq during the U.S.